Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War podcast on the Kansas City Sports Network. We're presented by 360 Vodka. My name is Jared Sutton. I'm joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff, how we doing? Happy holidays to you and your family. It's inching closer to Border War time here in KC.
It is Border War time, holiday time, a lot of basketball, Christmas trees up, lights everywhere. Yeah, we're doing good over here. Excited for some basketball, man.
We got World Cup. We got the Chiefs rolling. Yeah. We got Kansas rolling, Mizzou basketball. I mean, it's just like one thing after the other. We got bowl games to talk about, yeah. But we're going to stick with hoops today.
That's right.
We haven't talked, Jeff, since the battle for Atlantis. We touched on KU going into that tournament against NC State. They beat NC State. They beat Wisconsin. Lose a tough one to Tennessee, where probably, you know, the game Kansas will circle is a game that they just did not play well. That's their first game where they really struggled. Didn't shoot the ball well from the field, from three. Just one of those games, right? And Tennessee and Coach Barnes, very tough team, talented, good matchup. One of those matchups, I think you actually, it's a loss, but, you know, your feast week, it's Thanksgiving time. It's one of those losses you can learn from and kind of circle is a motivating factor as you kind of look, you know, move forward. And then Kansas comes right home. They take care of business at home. They beat Seton Hall yesterday. And really just, I thought, impressive performance from Kansas top to bottom. They got some bench production. Kevin McCullough, Jalen Wilson, both with double-doubles. Yeah. So they've returned home after also some travel issues, which is never fun. And they get a couple wins at home, and it's almost time for some Border War time.
Yeah. I'll date back to that. You know, we there was a little time those games kind of hit real fast. That we couple missed, and you know, obviously that Tennessee lost. Hopefully that's put a little fire under them. Again, when you don't shoot the ball well, and again, we talked about this covering the Tigers. When you don't shoot the ball well, you got to find ways to defend, and you got to find ways to still stay engaged. And I think they kind of struggled a little bit with the Tennessee game. But again, one of those games where it's early. And you feel like, hey, this is the right time to take a loss like that so we can make an adjustments. And then, they come back and bounce back against Texas Southern and Seton Hall. And I think Seton Hall, they really felt they really got their bounce back because guys were just clicking. They were really clicking on the defensive end. And they just did a lot of good things in that Seton Hall game.
You look to, you lose to Tennessee. You don't play well, but you come back against Texas Southern. And really, play well, score 87 points, and then you score 91 against Seton Hall. Yeah. So good to see the offense just bounce back. But I think what you look at with six guys in double figures for Kansas is a great sign. We touched on our last podcast about bench production. It's great. Jalen Wilson and DeJuan Harris and Grady Dick, those three guys, they've proven themselves. I think it was good for Kevin McCullough to have a double-double, make some threes. build that confidence. And then another, you know, just ho-hum performance from DeJuan Harris with 7 assists, 1 turnover, and 3 steals, which is just on par for what DeJuan Harris brings his team.
It is. And, you know, kudos to McCullough. You know, he's been solid, you know, throughout the season, but I think this was a really good breakout game for him. You know, obviously hitting that double-double and being able to be active on the defensive end. I think, you know, the Jayhawks had 15 steals. Again, that showed a lot of sense of urgency on the defensive end. And when they normally have a good sense of urgency on the defensive end, they normally shoot a high percentage on the 3-point end, and they end up going 7 for 17 for 3. So, but you got to, hey, kudos to McCullough. He needed a game like this. This is a confidence builder game, especially when you put on anytime you put on a KU uniform and you can have a performance like that. It's a confidence builder. And DeJuan just being DeJuan, 7 assists, 3 steals, 1 turnover, 10 points. You know, he's really pushing that double-double, being a double-double guy from a point assist standpoint. And we all know what to expect from Grady, and we definitely know what to expect from Jalen. Jalen has been consistent. He's a double-double guy. You gotta count on him getting a double-double every night. But guys like KJ Adams as well, too. KJ starting to come into his sense, you know, really starting to get a little bit comfortable around the rim, and not only around the rim, but in his role. But KJ had 3 steals. DeJuan had 3 steals. McCullough had 4. Grady had 2. So seeing these guys that play a majority of the minutes being active on the defensive end is something positive that you can look for with the Jayhawks.
You look at Kansas too, shooting 57% from the field in the game against Seton Hall.
Yeah.
You know, but I look at the shot distribution between all the guys on the roster, and I think it's great to see that, you know, Jalen Wilson, 5 of 13.
Yeah.
Kevin, 6 of 10. Grady was 4 of 9, got to the line 6 times. Mm-hmm. KJ, 4 of 5. DeJuan, 5 of 6. The efficiency across the board, the shot distribution, I think, is a good sign.
Yeah.
Look at the bench production that was so good, where they get 23 points off the bench. But Ernest Udeh, 4 for 4. Yesufu, 3 of 6. MJ Rice, 2 of 4. So I think when you look at that you score 91, but you know Jalen Wilson's going to probably carry you, and Grady probably carry you more times than not. Yeah. But in a game like this, it's great to see the balance there in terms of shot distribution. Guys get involved. The production speaks for itself. But guys continuing to build, because you know you can't just rely on one or two guys when you're trying to, you know, ultimately get to the goal of what Kansas did last year. You're going to need your bench. You're going to need role guys to kind of step up. And I feel like that's just sort of a word. You're trying to get Zach Clements back involved after coming back from the injury and get him going. Those are things that I think I'm really going to be looking for this team. Knowing, too, like KJ Adams is giving them great minutes in terms of just being productive with his minutes. He's an undersized 5, but we know what he brings them in terms of energy and effort, the toughness he brings. I think just you look at the committee, you rebound by committee, sharing the ball, getting guys involved. That's so big in terms of building towards your ultimate goal. Yeah. And also ultimately Big 12 play right around the corner. Always good for guys to start playing, showing that they can really take their game to the next level.
Hey, you said it best, Jared. The bench, you know, again, kudos to those starters, you know, being able to see KJ get 11, Jalen get 15, Grady get 15, DeJuan get 10, McCullough get 17. Okay, that's some balanced scoring. That's a hard scout report as well, too.
Yep, no doubt.
But where the scout report can be switched a little bit is, you know, on that bench. You know, those guys, again, those starting 5 putting up numbers like that, it's going to be tough because they're hot. It's going to be tough to get some of those guys off center. But where you can leave a door open is if on the bench side, we got to get that bench going. But again, Ernest did a great job pouring in 10 points. MJ came in with 5. Yesufu pumped in 6 points. So you got to continue to get that bench. But I think not just the bench, because I think the bench is probably a little bit better than what I'm actually giving it credit for right now. But they got to really develop those bigs. You know, Zuby, Zach, Ernest, you know, They got to be able to develop those guys, and they got to be able to be able to give some really good solid minutes, especially if they want to make a deep run like they did last year, and that's a national championship run. They're gonna have to rely on those guys. If you date back to last year, early in the season, David McCormick got a lot of heat, and they're not gonna go anywhere if they can't develop a big, yada yada yada. And you know, David hits one of the biggest jump hooks of all time in Kansas history, and I know that's the biggest shot he's ever hit. So they're gonna have to develop the bigs if they want to make a deep run. So I think it is the bench, yeah, but it's also a little bit of they got to get those bigs developed and given some good minutes, because you know those guys sharing about 20, almost 30 minutes, the three of them, that's just not going to cut it, especially when you're going against teams that when you get going that they're going to have solid bigs down the stretch.
We'll be right back here on the Border War Podcast.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yes. Welcome back to the Border War Podcast. Jeff, we're diving into Kansas, and you beat me to the punch because I was just about to, in the context of the bench, Ernest Uday, Yesufu, Zubi, Zach,
yeah,
you, MJ, those five guys to me are sort of the second line that has to really developing it. Players don't stay the same during the course of a season, right? Some players emerge, some players take a back seat, and the roles and rotations start to get worked out. I think you mentioned David McCormick. I think it's a great example of, you can look at a player in November, early December, and then look at them in late February and think, who is this player? We see it every year. And I think that's a great point, because teams where they are right now, it's the same thing can be said for a player. The team is the same thing. A team that isn't going to stay in the same place. And Bill Self has done in his career, in my opinion, the best job of taking a team in November and early December. You're like, I have no idea what this team could be really good. They could struggle. And then all of a sudden you look up and they're right where they want to be. What's your thought to that? Like, is that an everyday, because we see practices in the fall and it's like a training camp.
Obviously
coaches to ease off the gas as the season goes along. But it feels like there's something that Coach Self does to, and I know it's a motivating tactic he has, of how he communicates, how he pushes guys around, and he coaches everybody differently, which is also what's great in terms of understanding how to press the right buttons. What's your thoughts
take on that? It's funny
how Coach Self does this.
It's funny. Shout out to my wife. Shout out to my wife, Heather Hawkins. We were talking about this. We were kind of talking about the same situation. Coach Self, he's one of the best at, as far as taking a player from November, getting him ready in February. And he's also the best to me at getting players to buy in. And again, what's going really deeply on in the core of that program, I'll never know. I've played there, but still, I'll never know. That stuff still stays in-house, and I think that's what's special about that place, because it does stay in-house. I can ask around and do some little things. But I know Coach Self, and when you bring in, it doesn't matter if you bring in a McDonald's All-American or you bring in a walk-on. If and some of these guys that are freshmen, and we're talking about a freshman class that also needs to step up and start developing now, they'll get it. They're still young. But when you have guys that come from, you know, whether it's called quote unquote being the man high school, AAU, and they're allowed to get away with doing things the wrong way, but their coach isn't going to, he might call them out or still going to give them the same minutes, still give them the same amenities for not doing the right thing. Well, Coach Self's not going to do that. And I think he's one of the best at that too, because he's not going to do that. He doesn't care. He's going to let you know your poop stinks. It doesn't smell good. And if you don't flush the toilet, you know what? Gosh, it stinks. You're not going to play. So your poop stinks, and he's going to let you know that. And he's going to make sure you're ready, and he's going to make sure you do it the right way. And that's how you know when you're ready, because you're going to have to stay locked in. You're going to have to stay up to about 12-1 o'clock at night and think, is this right for me? Can I do this? But he's going to get you to invest, and he's going to get you to really dive into what he's really wanting. And that's everybody getting 2 feet in that circle and buying into what all the coaches are saying, because you can tell if a guy's not buying in fully.
Yep.
Because they're not playing.
Right.
I mean, they're not playing. So
one of the guys that I wanted to ask you about too is a guy that coming in, I've seen this kid play before getting to Kansas and in high school, MJ Rice.
Oh yeah.
Who, McDonald's All-American. Very talented. I know he gets the comparison to Wayne Seldon, which is Wayne Seldon. Look out.
That's because they kind of look alike, man. I think they kind of have the same look, kind of like. It's weird.
Yeah, it's interesting though. But you know, this is a guy that he wasn't practicing a ton because of sick. He was out with I believe COVID, and yeah, he had some setbacks and kind of a tough, you know, road for a freshman with the adversity that's hit, just with things he can't control. But you look at, I think I circle him as a player that's going to help Kansas in that February window.
Yeah.
I just think he's talented. He's aggressive. Mm-hmm. I think mentality wise, I think he's fearless as well.
Yeah.
I think there's always going to be a learning curve with any freshman, and every learning curve is different. But I circle him as a guy that could really, when you talk about the bench, and we're going to talk about the bench all year for Kansas.
Yeah,
I think he could give them a lift over time. I think he can make a spot shot. He can straight line drive it. He can play through contact. I think he's a solid defender.
Yeah.
He's going to have those mistakes and breakdowns. Well, he'll get subbed out, and he'll have some games probably where he struggles. Yeah. But he's also going to have some games where you think, man, this guy is really good, and he's probably going to be a future piece of this team moving forward. Again, when you have the right mentality, and especially playing for Bill Self when you're a freshman, you got to have that unselfish, whatever role is asked of you, go do it. And I feel like he's that guy that can do that.
He is. And I really, 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 really like MJ. Like, really, 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 really. I like MJ for so many reasons. Obviously, he's a big guard. He's very athletic. But one of the things that really impresses me about MJ is his ability to defend and his want. That's a lot of players don't have it. His want to defend, if that makes sense. Like he wants to defend. And when you have a guy, again, I'm a defensive guy. Coach Self's a defensive coach. He loves a guy that loves to want to play defense. And that is MJ. And this is a McDonald's All-American that is not just a defensive player. He's a tough-nosed player. He's a freshman. He has the ability to score as well too. He's just trying to figure some little things out. He's just trying to figure some little things out that Coach Self, from a detail standpoint, irks probably Coach Self. Mm-hmm. And MJ is just trying to find out a way to work through that. And he's starting to work through that. You can see with his minutes starting to increase. And he has, again, he had a little downslope as well, too, with trying to get healthy as well, too. So that played a part in it as well, too. But I agree with you. You know, I think once Big 12 play, which is coming around the corner, I would say, you know, once he's in that mid-January, early February, I think MJ's really going to start to take off because he's starting to figure it out now. You can tell with his production and his upsurge in minutes.
Jeff, we're almost there. Next week, yeah, we're talking Mizzou, Kansas for the Border War. Can't wait for that matchup in Columbia.
Yeah.
But good for Kansas to get a couple wins. And it's going to be weird to see Coach Self back on the sidelines at Mizzou Arena. Last time I saw him there was my senior year. It's like, man, I'm an old head now, man. I'm 10 years out. So
you're gonna pull out your jersey. You're gonna suit up. You're gonna have a flashback.
No, not doing that one. No more of that. Those are all retired. Those are dusted away. But we'll dive into the matchup. I'm excited to just talk stories again, like we did last year. And you know, it's an exciting time too. With I think just gonna be a better matchup in general than what we were talking about last year. Obviously, it's gonna be a fun one. So. Two good teams, two solid teams out of the gate here, and look forward to talking about Mizzou, Kansas next week on the Border War Pod.
You betcha, man. Always love sitting alongside. See you.
Absolutely. Love you, brother.